questions whose answer doesn't matter? Birch asked as he cupped her elbow to lead her through the casino. Both. Sage laughed, a sound of genuine merriment. Birch's features tightened. Fanny looked from one of her sons to the other. The twins were like night and day. Sage was loving, open, warm-hearted, and always the first one to ask, "What can I do to help?" He was so much like her, he scared her at times. Birch was cool, noncommittal except where his father was concerned, selfish and arrogant, possessing all the same traits his father was known for. Fanny shook off her son's hand, a motion that caused Birch's lips to tighten. She didn't care. She had every right to expect loyalty from her children. "If it's your intention to lead me to your father's office, forget it. This may surprise you, but I don't require an escort." "Mom, why are you always so difficult when you come here?" Birch asked. Fanny stopped in mid-stride. "That's a very amusing statement, Birch. I've been to this casino exactly twice in 18 months. The first time was at the grand opening. The second was when Sonny fainted and Sage called me. The first time I was here, I spent so much time smiling, I thought I would end up with TMJ. My second visit was spent putting cool cloths on Sonny's forehead. Perhaps you have me mixed up with someone else." "Mom, Birch didn't mean..." "Yes, Birch means exactly what he says. I don't like this place. I have never liked it, even when it was on the drawing board. Those feelings have not changed. The only reason I'm here is because of business. Now, if you don't mind, I can find my way to Sonny's office by myself. Fetch your father, please." "Mom." Birch watched his mother walk away, her shoulders stiff, her ears closed to whatever he wanted to say. "When was the last time you called her just to say hello? How are you?" Sage asked. "She hasn't forgiven us for choosing up sides 2 years ago."
"I can't say that I blame her. It was the worst kind of betrayal. You know it, and I know it. We're damn lucky she even talks to us."
"This is bullshit. We're running a business here. There's no room for he said, she said, I don't like this and I don't like that crap. What's the point in calling? She's never home. She's always off somewhere with Simon."
"Uncle Simon Birch, show some respect.
Mom can do whatever she pleases. She doesn't owe us explanations. She's 54 and she's independent. She makes more money than this casino does. Go ahead, defend that one."
"I don't have to defend anything. I don't kiss ass and take names later like you do, Sage."
Where the hell did that come from? "Mom walks in here, and she has every right to do so, and that invisible alarm goes off. Dad gets in a flap, Sonny goes white in the face, and you look so damn brittle it wouldn't surprise me to see your face split wide open. Am I the only one who's normal around here?"
"Scratch that, and add our sister Billy to the normal list. Don't forget for even 1 minute where the money came from for this fancy-dancy casino. Or is that what's eating you?"
"Let's not get into this now, Sage. I'll get Dad and meet you in Sonny's office."
"Where do you suppose Uncle Simon is?"
"Dad calls him her shadow. He says they're joined at the hip."
"Actually, he didn't say hip."
"I know what he said. I was there. That crap is getting really old, Birch. Why can't you accept things for what they are? You're turning into Dad's clone. I just want you to know I hate what I see."
"Ah, the good son. Mom's good son. I'm the bad seed, is that it? Because I hate it that our uncle has taken over Mom's life. Dad hates it, too. He still loves her."
"That's about the biggest crock I've ever heard. You're even more stupid if you believe it. You need to start lining up your ducks, Birch, before it's too late."
"Jesus, Sage, that almost sounds like a threat."
"It's whatever you want it to be," Sage said, turning on his heel.
"I wouldn't make light of this to Dad. Whatever it is that brought Mom here must be serious. Hey, isn't that our little sister making her way in our direction?"
"What the hell, is this a family reunion?"
Birch demanded. Sage grinned. "I think it's one of those things that's going to require a family vote."
"Billy, you're looking good."
He hugged his sister. Birch did too, but not with the same enthusiasm.
"You handsome devil, you still beating the women off with a stick?"
Billy teased as she tweaked Sage's cheek. "If you'd wipe that scowl off your face, Birch, you'd be just as handsome. What's up? Mom just said to be here at noon."
"Your guess is as good as ours.
How's our little mother?"